A high-stakes Bitcoin scam is looking for targets in the shoe swap. Reporter Martha Wickett provides details on this latest fraud.
A bystander helped stop a Salmon Arm man from losing thousands of dollars. According to police, a woman noticed an elderly man trying to access the Bitcoin ATM on Hudson Avenue on April 28th. As he tried, he was receiving instructions from someone on the phone. The woman called police, who were able to stop the 75-year-old from depositing $20,000. Constable Andrew Hodges explains the man was trying to recover bitcoins he had lost in an earlier scam. He says the initial scheme is one that targets victims of what are called boiler room scams. Those ones, often done in stages, involve a team of scam artists using high-pressure tactics to get the victim to invest. The scammers will operate out of a makeshift office or boiler room. After the initial scam, the thieves will make unsolicited calls, offering to help recover the lost money for a fee. The victim is then re-victimized and more money is stolen. Hodges lists a few warnings. If anyone calls, texts, or emails requesting money, personal information, or asking you to sign into an account or deposit money, treat it as a scam. Hodges says it's getting to the point where not answering the phone is the safest thing to do. Let the caller leave a voicemail so you can assess the need to call back. You can also share the voicemail with someone you trust who can help determine whether it's a scam. For CKVS 93.7, I'm Martha Wickett.